This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending the 23rd of June, 2017. By the way, next week, I will not be doing a weekly perspective as I will be in London. However, moving on, today, the bond market flashing worry on economy, countering Fed view. This is from Reuters. The U.S. Treasury yield curve is flashing warning signs on the economy, pointing to a less optimistic prediction for longer-term economic growth at the same time as the Federal Reserve officials are adopting a more aggressive tone on raising interest rates. A flattening yield curve is often interpreted as a negative economic indicator, as it shows concerns about the future price of pace of growth and inflation, because buyers of long-dated debt would demand higher yields if they were to expect higher costs. The Fed's optimism has no real counterpart in any of the data we've seen so far, said Aaron Cole, an interest rate strategist at BMO Capital Markets in New York. The presumption of a weak economic growth is fairly firmly rooted, and you can see that in the long end of the yield curve. Really, what this is showing us is we are going into a recession. The Fed is always behind the curve, no pun intended. And we'll probably get an announcement in a year or so that we've been in a recession for 3 months or whatever. However, the bond market certainly is signaling that there are not such great times ahead of us, and I'll continue with this update. It's interesting to note that China sells a five-year yuan-denominated bond at 4.1% coupon in Hong Kong. China sold $7 billion of yuan-denominated offshore bonds in Hong Kong to institutional investors Thursday of this week, said the Ministry of Finance, which has tapped the market for the ninth consecutive year. Bonds of various tenors were offered, among which the largest amount sold was 5 billion yuan over a three-year, of three-year notes priced at 4%, according to Hong Kong Monetary Authority. So obviously, all nation states are going further into debt with China being no exception here. What might be noted, however, is that it is a much higher yield than what you're seeing in the U.S. Treasury markets. And touching on the stock markets in a general way, global markets, stock markets stumble as oil languishes near lows. This is at the end of the week. European shares open lower. U.S. stocks futures are a tad weaker. Asia ex-Japan rises 0.6%. The Nikkei slips on a stronger yen. And oil on Wednesday hovered near multi-month lows. And as I already stated, the U.S. yield curve is, of course, flattening out. From London, this is from Reuters, June 22nd, European stock markets fell for third straight day on Thursday as battered oil prices hovered near seven-month lows on worries about a supply glut and falling demand. Sharp falls in oil prices this week have hurt energy stocks and dampened investors' expectations for higher inflation that would pave the way for higher monetary policies, said major central banks. As far as the market mentality is concerned, as long as the oil price keeps weakening, this is going to be telling us something about the underlying capacity of the global economy to generate inflation on a sustained basis. In Asia, MSCI's broadest index of Asian Pacific shares outside of Japan climbed 0.6%, but Japan's Nikkei entered a touch lower. A stronger yen took a plunge in the shares of auto bag manufacturer Taka Corporation, and this took a toll on overall sentiment. A little bit of a different article here from a publication called, it's on CNBC, Make It, and this is titled, "Don't Give Your Money to Psychopaths, Says Science." There's plenty we know about psychology in the business world. We know that psychopaths congregate in business schools. We know the empathy challenged among us are drawn to the corporate realm and tend to end up in senior management roles. Last year, an Australian study concluded that one in five CEOs could reasonably be considered psychopathic. But until now, no one answered all important questions of how this corporate psychology staff affects one's portfolio. But thanks to a new study out of the United Kingdom that used five different proxies for detecting psychopathy in the C-suite, corporate suite, we can confidently assert that entrusting your assets to someone on the Patrick Bateman end of the basic human decency scale is a bad idea. And I quote, all gauges of psychopathy correlate negatively with future returns. For 4 out of the 5 proxies considered, the relationship with returns is statistically significant. Such results imply that managerial psychopathic behavior is an ominous sign of shareholder wealth destruction, end quote. Quite interesting. I thought I'd throw that in this week. You're the ultimate responsibility for your own financial well-being. To put it onto someone else certainly is an option, and there are certainly some great brokers and wealth managers out there. But again, the total responsibility comes back to you. Who you choose to manage your finances, help you manage your finances, or manage them yourself. Earlier in the week on my Twitter account, I put out a movie called Obsolete. If you have a time over the weekend or whenever to watch it, I highly recommend you do. This headline from Zero Hedge pretty much confirms what was in that movie. McDonald's is replacing 2,500 human cashiers with digital kiosks. Here's the math. In a report released this week by Cohen's Andrew Charles, the analyst calculates the jump in sales as a result of the company's new Experience of the Future strategy, which anticipates that digital ordering kiosks will replace cashiers in at least 2,500 restaurants by the end of 2017 and another 3,000 over 2018. Cohen also cited plans for the restaurant chains to roll out mobile ordering across 14,000 U.S. locations by the end of 2017. If you go through the math, obviously it's productive to the bottom line of the corporation, not too good for human employment. I'll leave that article up to you to read at Zero Hedge. Not much to report on the precious metals this week. This is from a major news service, June 20th. Russia's central bank, which is seeking international reserves, posted an increase in gold reserves in May, the fifth consecutive month of gains. The central bank, one of the world's largest holders of bullion, has regularly been buying bullion as it wrestles with weaker oil prices and Western sanctions imposed over Moscow's role in the Ukraine crisis. So Russia continues to accumulate, as does China, while the West continues to deplete the reserves. And on silver, the Silver Institute put out a press release this week, Silver's Industrial Conference to examine established and emerging industrial uses for silver. June 20th, the theme of this year's conference is, quote, silver's evolving role in science and technology, end quote. Silver's use as a chemical catalyst and as a growing component in photovoltaics and the automotive industry will be examined. Emerging uses in areas such as advanced electronics and silver's role in modern healthcare will also be discussed. Given the significant role played by industrial applications in the overall demand landscape for silver, the conference will also include a session focused on the analysis of broad market trends affecting industrial silver demand, perspective for one of the world's leading refiners, and will conclude with a panel discussion featuring key industry executives. This will take place in Washington, D.C. on October 26th and 27th of this year. And that will conclude it for this week's weekly update.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.